Hi, welcome to the Interactive Parship Experience Podcast. This is Parshat Tezria. My name is Laura Marder, and I am a Jewish studies teacher for a middle school classroom in Hanna Senesh Community Day School in Brooklyn. I am also a graduate of the Pardes Day School Educators Program. This week's Parsha is Tezria, and really, this is one of those like notoriously gross parshas with a lot of detail about this skin disease called Sa'arat. And it's one of those parshiot that you look at and you're like, oh my gosh, how do I get myself through these details? And then how do I teach these kind of lessons to my children? And really, what lesson is there that's applicable to my daily life here? So I wanted to kind of zoom in on the human experience of what is happening to these people who are afflicted with this disease called Sa'arat. And I want to bring us back to Bamidbar 12:10, when we kind of find out what is the cause of this disease. And this is when Miriam and Aaron are speaking behind Moshe's back, and Miriam becomes afflicted with this disease. So the rabbis say that Sa'arat is caused by slanderous speech, from Lashon Hara, from bad speech. So we're in our parsha, and we're getting a lot of details about the uncomfortable, white, flaky skin and how it's even affecting the fabrics. And when the people have this disease, they have to go and see a priest. Then the priest, the Kohen, tells them that they have to leave the camp, and that they're in this impure status where they're forbidden and exempt from doing certain commandments and being part of the community. And the text even says that they're told to badad yeshev, to sit alone once they're outside of the camp. They're not even allowed to interact with other people who have this disease. In Pesachim 67a, the rabbis ask, why are they being treated differently than other people who are impure? And the answer is because of the slanderous language and statements. So that really brought me to this focus that I wanted us to see this week, that really connects to our children's experience and to really any person's experience. And the activities that I have set out before us really take us through a child's life at school and during their social time, really like one statement from another child or something that they say can change the whole experience that you can have at school. And I see this as a teacher, that students can really get swept up. If one person is saying something unkind about somebody else, then it does spread like a disease and everybody else starts joining in. And really teaching our children and reflecting with them about how gross this can make us feel, kind of like this, the details of Sa'arat, that like it doesn't make us feel good when we speak about somebody else. Just like it doesn't make that person who might find out about it not feel good, that if we really sit and think about it, we also are not feeling good. We're not feeling happy. We're not feeling proud after slanderous speech against somebody else. So the activity is to really just look at the picture prompt with your child and have them first just reflect, like, what do you think's happening in this picture? And then I have some leading questions that can help us really tie it to the Parsha. So we don't have Sa'arat today, but what does it feel like when you are speaking about somebody else? And how can taking some time by yourself help you really like process what you just did and think about how you can do it better the next time before you re-enter the community? Another really important thing I would like us to look at is the people are being told to go to a Kohen, and then the Kohen helps them navigate this situation and like when they should leave, when they should come back. And our children should know who is that person that they can trust to come to and tell them, like, maybe I didn't do something that I'm so proud of. Who can they come to and not get in trouble, but somebody who can guide them to reflecting on their experience. I think it's also so important that we see that this is not a new issue, that this is something that is in our Torah. This is something that's been going on. This is a human condition. So I hope you all have meaningful discussions with your children and also reflect for yourself how our language really affects the way that we feel and how the people around us feel, and that there is a system for kind of removing ourselves, reflecting, and coming back. I hope you all have a wonderful Shabbat and enjoy this activity together.
For more great content, go to elmad.pardes.org. See you next time.